we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Waiting on the Lord Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 30 to 31. Even youths get tired and weary. Even strong young men clumsily stumble. But those who wait for the Lord's help find renewed strength. They rise up as if they had eagle's wings. They run without growing weary. They walk without getting tired. I have just read from the New English Translation. After Chika learned to truly wait on the Lord, she noticed something remarkable. Even though her situation didn't immediately change, her heart was at peace. She realized that waiting on the Lord was less about getting what she wanted and more about becoming who God wanted her to be. Waiting on the Lord transforms us. It aligns our hearts with His will and strengthens our faith. Many times God allows waiting seasons not to punish us, but to prepare us. It is in the waiting room of life that our roots grow deeper, our character is refined, and our trust in God matures. Abraham waited 25 years for the fulfillment of God's promise. David waited years after being anointed king before he actually sat on the throne. Even Jesus waited 30 years before beginning his public ministry. Their waiting seasons were not wasted. They were seasons of shaping, training, and aligning with God's purpose. When we wait in faith, we exchange our weakness for God's strength. Isaiah 40:31. Like an eagle soaring effortlessly on the wind, we learn to rise above anxiety, fear, and human limitations. Go into today knowing that waiting on God is never in vain. His timing is perfect, and He uses the waiting to prepare you for what He has prepared for you. Prayer. Father, teach me to wait on You with trust and joy. Help me see waiting as an opportunity to grow deeper in faith and closer to You. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 4. Our Bible reading plan is continuous. This means that if you're just starting with us today, by this time next year, you would have completed the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Today's reading comes up next. Proverbs chapter 4.
Listen, my son, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. For I, too, was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. Then he taught me, and he said to me,
take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands, and you will live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words, or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will give you a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown.
Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. turn from it and go on your way. For they cannot rest until they do evil. They are robbed of sleep till they make someone stumble. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.